I recently pointed out the absurdity of claims by venal Mexican politicians that our enforcement of our immigration laws is an affront to human rights, given that in Mexico, trial by jury is a new concept and only in use as an experiment. Should the government of a country which just experienced the bloodiest month in its history, a record 2,890 officially documented murders in May, lecture others about human rights and law and order? If you think things are bad in Mexico now, wait until the lying chameleon Andre Manuel López Obrador wins the presidential election in a few days. The latest polls show the power-hungry leftist commie lover growing his already commanding lead in the election set for Sunday, July 1st. Obrador is running on a typical leftist platform of statist control of key industry, magically raising the incomes of the poor, and of course, living modestly if elected, turning the official presidential residence Los Pinos into an arts center. Why, you may ask, would Mexicans elect the first full lefty in generations given the obvious and horrific failures of such policies of late in other Latin American countries? Why do people here vote for Democrats who promise to take away their money, liberty, and subject their lives to more control from government through regulation? Maybe it's because they don't want to accept the hard work of self-responsibility and thus are willing to hand over their lives to any charlatan who makes good speeches centered on bringing about utopia. It is a personal moral failure repeated seemingly with no end. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.